During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Christmas Day. It's December 25th. It's just us today, naughties. Garrett, who normally joins us every Monday, is off today, enjoying the holidays with his family. I hope you are too. I hope you're with some friends today, family, some loved ones. And if you are not, then you are with us, naughties. I know how difficult these holidays can be, and so I felt quite alone some Christmases, and to have a familiar voice, somebody to listen to for 15 or 20 minutes would have made all the difference. And so hopefully today, if you're feeling a little bit blue and you want a friend, we're here for you. Oh, look at that. Rhymes like I'm a lyricist. I'm not. My husband's the lyricist. He's still fast asleep. We've not opened up any of our gifts yet. I'm really lucky. We have this tradition where instead of leaving cookies for Santa, we leave sheet music. So we put all the gifts on the piano. If you go to my Instagram page, you can see all the gifts that have not been opened yet. But just after I finish recording, we're going to jump into Christmas here on 24th Street. Okay, my friends, what time is it? It is tea time. Big story at the top of the show, and a good story, an optimistic story. We needed this today, didn't we? So Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are hoping that 2024 will be the year of redemption. So Harry and Meghan are well on their way for a comeback, according to new sources. So we've not seen much evidence of this on the outside. Things look pretty much the same, or to be honest, they actually look a little bit worse, don't they? Things with this family have got really, really bad. But yet sources are saying internally they are planning their next move, and they're hoping that next year, 2024, will be a great year, don't we all? So they are in extremely high demand. They have been inundated with requests for speaking engagements, business collaborations, and even entertainment jobs. So it's all been quite quiet, at least on the surface. But this is what happens in show business, in life. Before you actually get the job, you have to do the meetings, the get-togethers, the resumes, the chats. And so they are on the verge of something really, really big. A second insider is saying, quote, Harry and Meghan think that next year will be their year of redemption. Now, what does that mean? That means that they're going to earn a lot of money. that they're going to have a relationship with the family, that they are going to be back on top. After they left the family, they really did have big dreams for taking over America, the media. They wanted to be the next Oprah. They wanted to be real powerhouses for good. Let's be clear here. Yes, they were going to make a lot of money doing podcasts and Netflix, but they also wanted to do programs that helped others as well as helping themselves. They still want to do that. They want to focus on charity, but they also, too, want to be more of a major player in Hollywood. Insiders add they're even planning to move from their Montecito home, that's outside of Hollywood, to the Hollywood area. So if you've ever been to LA, it's like a little big town. It sprawls and sprawls and sprawls. It goes on and on and on and on and on forever. However, there is a center. There's a heart to LA, and that's where all the action is, and it's not in Montecito. So they're planning to move. She has allegedly been approached about film roles, about endorsement deals, and also fashion and beauty companies. I could see that. I could see a Meghan Markle fragrance, a Duchess fragrance. I could see a beauty brand. Kim Kardashian made $1 billion on beauty. Yes, she was a reality star, and that made her very rich. I'd love to have Kim's salary from her reality show, but what I'd really love is for us all to share the money from her beauty business. That's where the money is. It's in endorsements. It's in selling products. That's how pop stars make their money now. So very few pop stars sell records anymore, apart from Taylor Swift and Beyonce and Adele. Most pop stars now are lucky if they sell 20, 30,000 copies of an album. You can't make any money from that. Where they make money is on tour or in endorsements. So Meghan has figured that out, and she's going to be looking for beauty brands. She's going to be looking at fashion brands too. And then a friend does add, and they want to make this really clear, so let me do this. They also want to double down on their philanthropy, on their charity. Their Archiewell initiative that they founded in 2020 has been stumbling along. Last year it made a lot less money. The contributions to the charity really diminished. They want to make sure that they have a renewed effort in raising money and spending money on really, really good causes, and they're going to do that through their foundation. So this seems to be really good news. Now, the one thing nobody seems to want to talk about, though, is the family. It's all business, isn't it? Everything I've just told you, business, business, business. My sources tell me the family, the royal family, are a key part to this. Not only because it's the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do. They earn a lot of their money on the fact that they're a duke and a duchess. Their connection to the royal family is what made both of them famous. Let's be very clear about that. They're not silly. They're aware of that. Having a better relationship with the family is going to lead to better business. Now, I'm not saying they're only doing it because they want the money. No, I'm saying they go hand in hand. If they have a better relationship with the royals, more people then will buy their products. They'll earn more money. They can make more donations to charities. It's almost like a circle, isn't it? And at the moment, it's not a circle at all. There's no circle. They barely speak. So I'm told they're part of their plans is to make friends again with the royal family. They're never going to be best friends. They're not going to be vacationing at the palace for months on end. They have no plans of moving back to Great Britain, but they are going to try and mend this relationship. And who they're going to start with? Charles and Camilla. I'm even told Harry is willing to apologise to Camilla. He wrote some really mean things about her in his book. Really mean, mean things. And I think he's starting to regret that. So fingers crossed. I hope that these two have a good 2024. I hope you have a good 2024. But the way we're all going to do it is by admitting, by owning what happened in 2023. You have to look back sometimes to move forward. A friend of mine once said, and it really, really stuck with me. They were on a hike, a really challenging hike, and they couldn't go any further. Their path was blocked. So they had to retreat to move forward. So they couldn't keep forging forward. They had to take many steps back. They had to come back over half a mile to find a new way forward. That's what Harry and Meghan are doing right now. And maybe it's a lesson for all of us. If you feel stuck, don't be worried. Taking a few steps back. Stop. When you get concerned, when you get worried, pull over. If you're in a car and you don't know where you're going, don't keep driving, pull over. Maybe it's time for us all to just pull over for a minute or two and figure out what's going to make us happy next. Hey, this brings us to our poll question of the day. Megan and Harry are hoping that 2024 will be a year of redemption. Do you think it's possible? Do you agree? Oh, I hope so. Oh, go and vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Another lovely story on Christmas Day. Travis Kelce signed a custom Swelsey jersey for charity. So Travis has signed off officially on the new nickname for this relationship with Taylor Swift. It is Swelsey, S-W-E-L-C-E. It's a combination of, I love it, it's a combination of Kelce, his last name, and Swift merged together. So he signed the jersey, it was his number, number 87, and printed on the back was not his name. It wasn't Kelce, it was Swelsey. So the red and white custom-made jersey was signed off in an auction by NFL fans. It was on the NFL website, and it raised over $500 for the custom-made jersey for charity. Travis and Taylor's relationship, it took Swifties and the NFL, let's be honest, by storm since they confirmed that they were together about 3 months ago. However, now we know that they were together a lot longer than that. In a new interview, Taylor said they were quietly dating for quite some time. She told Time magazine, which she's on the cover of, as Person of the Year. She said, "We all think we know so much, but yet they managed to carve out some privacy. A moment, a couple of months where they could be together secretly to decide if they wanted to continue." She's had a lot of really high-profile relationships, and she didn't want to do that this time. She wanted to just see if she liked the guy, if he liked her before the whole world knew about it. And the answer is yes, she does like him, and he likes her. And now they have an official name, and my insiders are telling me there might be a ring soon. Ooh, wouldn't that be lovely? 2024, a big Taylor Swift wedding to this handsome, hunky Travis. I've really got to like him. I'd never heard of him, obviously. I'm not a sports fan. I don't know much about sports at all. I've never really been to a stadium, and that's not true. Madonna once played Yankee Stadium, and I went to see a Madonna concert. Only Madonna could turn Yankee Stadium into basically a gay bar. It was so fabulous. But I'm not the biggest sports guy, but I have really jumped into this because of Taylor. If anyone can get me to watch the NFL, it is Taylor Swift, and I'm not alone. A lot of new people are discovering it. Hey, congratulations. Now, this story takes a little bit of a turn here. Not such a nice story, but Matthew Perry's ex is speaking out about how the late actor super glued his hands together to stop taking drugs. It was that bad. So Matthew Perry's ex, Katie, claims that the late star glued his hands to his sleeve in a desperate attempt to stop taking drugs. She started dating the Friends star in 2006 after they met at an AA meeting. They remained friendly, and she even worked as his assistant in 2021. Now, she's talking out to the Sun. I hope she's not being paid for it, but she probably is, remembering the height of Matthew's addictions. In an interview, she said, quote, "I was at Matthew's place in the Hollywood Hills, and he was in a really bad shape. He had been getting high all night on a plethora of drugs, most likely crack cocaine and other substances. Quote, I found Matthew on the couch with his hands super glued to his legs. It was desperately sad. I had to use nail polish remover and olive oil to free him. This shows you the depth of Matthew's demons, of his struggles. He knew he was struggling and he just could not stop. He wanted to stop. He wanted to stop so much. He wanted to stop using so much that he glued his own hands to his legs so he couldn't pick up the drugs. He couldn't use the drugs without his hands. He couldn't take drugs. That's how much he wanted to stop. Oh, it's such a sad story. I think it's an important story. I think it certainly adds to the picture of Matthew Perry. We have to be careful because when somebody passes, we want to turn them into a saint. And I think Jennifer Aniston is going through this at the moment. All she wants out there is wonderful stories about Matthew. I totally get it. This was her dear, dear friend in every sense of the word. So Jennifer said that she spoke to Matthew, or at least texted him, the day that he died, and he seemed happy and he seemed upbeat and he'd given up smoking, and all of that is true. I do believe that. But there's another part of this story too, and it's dark and it's really, really sad. But I think in totality, this story can be told. And I think we've been very careful about doing that, at least here on the Naughty But Nice Show. Matthew was a very complicated person, and I really, really hope that now he has found peace. This story made me smile. So Dolly Parton, 77, reveals which cosmetic procedure she now regrets. So Dolly is absolutely not ashamed about getting plastic surgery, although there have been a few regrets over the years. She said the following quote, I love it. If something is bagging, sagging or dragging, I tuck it, suck it or pluck it. Now, while the country singer is quick to turn to cosmetic surgery, she does say that she has regrets and has sometimes gone a little bit too far. She said, quote, every now and then you'll get something with fillers and Botox and you get too much of it and you have to wait until the swelling goes down and you look normal again. She insists that it lasts maybe 2 weeks or so, or even a month when she overdoes it. But she said you have to be really, really careful. And the way she gets around this is she said she only goes to the best doctors. You can always add, you can never take away. That's the truth in life. You can always add, but it's really hard to take away. So if you're thinking about doing this, and good for you if you are, it's your body, it's your choice, go slowly. I once had some Botox in my forehead. A doctor friend of mine did it for free. I know, I was on TV at the time a lot, every day I had my own show, and I had lines on my forehead, and he said I could really make those like just a little bit softer, and he did, and I enjoyed it, and I did look a little bit younger, but ultimately it wasn't for me. And I think that's the nice thing, try stuff here, don't do anything that you can't change, that can't be reversed. But if you want to try a little bit here and there, good luck to you. But remember, Dolly, when you go in and see the doctor, less is more. Okay, we've got more to come. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shrew. It's just us today on Christmas Day, Naughties. Let's get to the polls. Did you sing along? Ooh, you sound marvellous. So last show, we talked about Matthew Perry's AA colleague talking out, saying that Matthew was surrounded by a lot of enablers. Oof. Really, really disturbing revelations, but that wasn't the question. The question was, should somebody who met him in AA, let's remember what that stands for, everybody, Alcoholics Anonymous. Anonymous is a key word. There are only two words there. They're both important, but anonymous is just as important as alcoholics. And so should this person be doing interviews? Let's have a look. 84% said no. You shouldn't, should you? You should not do it. My husband Bruce, was in group therapy once, and in his session was a very, very big star. He would never tell me who it was. Never, ever, ever. Months later, years later, I happened to be having lunch with the star, with the celebrity. They told me. They said, are you married to Bruce Sussman? And I was like, yes. They were like, send my regards. I was in group therapy with him. Had this person not told me, though, I would never have known. And it just made me love Bruce even more. I can't tell you the name because it is anonymous. But isn't that interesting? Would you tell? Would you keep it a secret? Alcoholics Anonymous. You voted, Naughties, and I'm with you once again. The majority. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. We plan to do shows all week. I'm not sure if the co-hosts will be here, but don't worry, Naughties, we will be here. It'll be you, me, our little community that I'm so proud that we've created together, doing all the fun gossip of the day, laughing, giggling, and gossiping for 20 minutes with my friends. Okay, let's to the nicest of the day. Kim Kardashian is the nicest of the day. I know, she's controversial, but she did something that is just genius. It made me laugh, but it's also such a brilliant PR move. She's wrapping up all her Christmas gifts with her Skims. If you don't know what Skims are, that's her fabric line. It's her active wear. It's like underwear. It's like tights. It's like tops. It's all this active wear that she has made a ton of money from. So all her gifts are under her tree, wrapped in Skims. Now she says too that it's all reusable, and she wants to take the fabric and reuse it after everybody has opened their gifts, or maybe they get a second gift. Maybe they get what's in the box, they get the gift, and they also get Skims. It's quite expensive. Kim's people heard me talking about Skims. She's just launched a men's line. They sent me some underwear, some men's knickers. I know. They're so comfortable. I didn't pay for them, so I think they're quite expensive. But I got like 5 or 6 pairs in a box. I'm wearing them right now. I'd post the picture, but you know, that's a little bit too racy for me. But they are very, very comfortable. So Kim is not only giving gifts, she's wrapping them in her Skims collection. You gotta give it up for these Kardashians. They just know PR. They just know how to sell products. Everything they do is so calculated. It's so, so clever. Our nicest and maybe also our naughtiest of the day. And now our real naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Countess Luann is bashing Bethany Frankel at her Christmas cabaret, saying, "Why bite the hand that feeds you?" So Bethany has called for a reality reckoning. And now Luann is clapping back, saying, "What is going on? Why is she biting the hand that feeds you? Why bite Andy? Why bite NBC?" So the crowd cheered when she said this. Sources tell me she was responding to a question from a fan. So as part of Luann's cabaret, she does a Q&A section. It's really fun. You can ask her pretty much anything. They always ask about the Housewives. That's why everybody's there. They're not there to hear her sing necessarily. They're fans of the show. And so she said, "Bethany, just go off into the sunset. Go to bed, go to bed, go to bed." Good advice. Bethany Ann, naughtiest of the day. Time to move on. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. The person who needs the most love often asks for it in the most unloving ways. If somebody today is acting out, if somebody today is being cruel, if somebody today is not being very nice to you, I can tell you why. It's because they need love themselves. Let's smother, cover everybody with love today. And remember that the person who needs the most love often asks for it in the most unloving way. We're going to be full of kindness and empathy and love today. That's it. Thank you so much for listening on this special day to a special Naughty But Nice with Rob and the Naughties, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, sing along, please. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to obey. Nice. Ah, you sound brilliant. Happy holidays, Pippi.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.